Hi, everyone. It's me, Sam, and I'm coming to you today not with a full episode like you're used to, but with a little bit of a podcast update. So I'm sorry to junk up your podcast feed with something that's not an episode, but I thought it was really important to let everyone know and keep you up to speed on what's happening with the Alone podcast. So when I started this project about 5 months ago or so, I was really hoping to be able to put out one episode every month. I mean, that was the cadence I was expecting to be able to get between my own scheduling, my own time, as well as, you know, the time and the scheduling of the guests on the show. Thankfully, everyone has been so supportive with their time, and Alone participants have really rallied behind this project and have really turned it into something. And I'm so grateful for them doing that. And with that, I have been able to, and I could continue to, put out episodes every week. What I'm noticing is that it takes a lot of time to schedule episodes, schedule those conversations, to then record that conversation and then edit that conversation, produce the artwork for that episode, get it uploaded, get it launched, get all the social media done. It really does take a lot of time. And so for me, I'm going to have to step back and we're going to go to one episode every other week. So it'll still be on Fridays. It'll just be two a month instead of four. I think this does a couple of things. One, obviously, it lets me kind of slow down and balance my life the way that it needs to be. Two, these episodes are very long, and I've often struggled with this battle of, you know, do I record less time with these wonderful people? Do I edit the episodes really heavily and just keep in what I think is pertinent or what they might think is pertinent? And I realized that's not what I wanted to do. When I started this project, I wanted to give these wonderful people the opportunity to share about themselves in a format that wasn't going to be edited. It wasn't going to be chopped down. It wasn't going to put them into a specific box. It was going to allow them to be people, not just Alone participants. And I don't want to sacrifice that by making the show smaller. What that means is that it's a lot harder to consume an entire episode, especially when there's another long episode coming out every Friday. So the other part of this is I'm hoping that this will give everyone the opportunity to go back through the catalog, maybe catch up on old episodes, and also let you have the opportunity to finish episodes before the next one launches. It really is difficult to get an hour to an hour and a half of listening time in, you know, when you've got another episode coming out every Friday. So that's my hope, is that you can use this time to get caught up. The next thing that's going to be happening, I hope, is the Facebook page. I'm going to try and put more effort there. I'm going to try and put daily posts or every other day, you know, some frequency of small clips of the episodes. So you can go to the Facebook page. It's The Alone Podcast, and listen to short stories from the episodes, to little highlights of the episode. I'm really hoping to use this time to be able to get that taken care of as well. So just want to take this time and, one, let you know what's going to happen, let you know why I'm making this change, and also to just thank everyone for listening, thank the guests for coming on the show. This has really been a fun journey for me. I wasn't expecting more than, you know, 10 or 20 people to listen to each episode, and knowing that we are, you know, at about 6,000 downloads already and hundreds of listeners per episode in such a short amount of time, I'm really humbled and grateful to everyone. So again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for understanding. And thank you so much for going back through and listening to and consuming the information that you haven't had a chance to. Hope you have a wonderful Friday. And we'll be back next Friday with Ray Livingston on the Alone Podcast.